From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Tax code reform for the U.S. Republicans in the United States Congress revealed their huge national tax rewrite late Friday. According to the more than 1,000-page bill, a 35% tax rate on corporations would fall to 21%. Republican lawmaker Kevin Brady.
I'm very excited about this moment. It has been 31 years in the making and took a lot of hard work by a lot of people to make this day happen. And I'm proud of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
Support is now expected from all Senate Republicans, ensuring narrow approval. Democrats are expected to oppose the legislation unanimously. The legislation represents the first major legislative achievement for President Trump and his party after nearly a full year in control. United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Friday that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the country. He said Washington will use all necessary measures to defend itself.
We have been clear that all options remain on the table in the defense of our nation. But we do not seek, nor do we want, war with North Korea.
Tillerson spoke at the UN Security Council in New York. Japan's foreign minister rejected the idea that war was a better or quicker solution to the North Korean nuclear crisis. Taro Kono said this at a news conference.
It is important not only for the Security Council, but also for the entire international community to maximize its pressure on North Korea and to corner North Korea to change its policy.
This is VOA News. Four Palestinians were killed and hundreds wounded Friday in violence across the Palestinian territories amid more fallout following U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The clashes came after Gaza's ruling Hamas group called for another day of rage against Trump's announcement last week. Israelis and Palestinians alike claimed Jerusalem as their capital. And more news out of Washington related to the conflict. Senior Trump administration officials outlined their view Friday that Jerusalem's Western Wall will be declared part of Israel. This, another declaration expected to inflame tensions. The officials said the ultimate borders of the Holy City must be resolved through Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. Vice President of the U.S. Mike Pence plans to visit the Western Wall during his trip to the region next week. The United Nations Children's Fund says that more than half of South Sudan's children have suffered abuse, trauma, and hunger over the past 4 years of war. Released on the fourth anniversary of the start of the war, UNICEF's latest report paints a gloomy picture of childhood in the Central African nation. Lisa Schlein has more for VOA from Geneva.
The figures in the report make grim reading. The UN Children's Fund reports that more than 2,300 children have been killed or injured since South Sudan erupted into conflict in December 2013. And among those who are living, it says around 3 million have very little to eat. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouyrak says more than 1 million of those children are acutely malnourished, including 280,000 who are suffering from acute, severe malnutrition.
The child suffering from acute malnutrition is a child who is at risk of dying, at least 9 times more likely to die than a child who has a correct nutrition.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Air traffic controllers at Senegal's new international airport have gone on strike just days after the facility opened. Flights to and from Dakar's Blaise Diagne International Airport were canceled on Friday after controllers announced they would strike for 24 hours. The air traffic controllers say they are striking to protect travelers because they did not receive enough training before the new facility opened. Airport officials say around 30 flights have been canceled due to the strike. An earthquake with a magnitude of 6.5 rocked the Indonesian capital of Jakarta and other cities on the country's island of Java late Friday, with authorities reporting at least one death. I'm Liz Palka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.